Daf is Daf Yud Aleph. So we got pretty far down the page, almost halfway down. It's a short page. We got to the two dots. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Bekesef Beishame Omim Bidinar. So we had a machlokas in the Mishnah. What's considered the bare minimum for using Kesef Kedushin? So Beishame said Dinar, and Beisil Paskin to use a Pruta. Gemara wants to know, my tamayu de Beishame. What was the reasoning that Beishame says you have to use a Dinar as opposed to a Pruta? Pruta is a smaller amount than a Dinar. Pruta is the smallest amount that we actually have. So why is Beishame Machmir to require a Dinar? So Amar Rabbi Zeira explained, Shekein Isha Makped, the Salatzma, that's Vein Mak Miskadeshes, but Pachas Medinar. We've been seeing a number of places, a number of times already here in Masechta, that women are, they're very careful. They care what's going to be used to marry them off. It's below them, it's beneath them to get married something that's not so significant in value. So the Dinar, that's what he thinks, the cutoff is the Dinar. Less than a Dinar, they're not willing to. So it ends up being a Machlokas, perhaps a Metzias, that Beis Hillel thinks, even though we don't normally say it's a Machlokas Metzias, Beis Hillel thinks a Prut is what a woman's willing to get married with, and Beis Shammai says it's the dinar. So you can end up taking a survey and find out what people want. So it's based on with the Hakbada of the women. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Amar Le'abaye, Elamiata, Kagon Banse, the Rabbi Yanai, the daughters of Rabbi Yanai, the captain and Afshayu, Velom Makadshi, Bepachas, Mis Tarkava, the dinari. That his daughters were very makbid, that they would not marry themselves off less than a Tarkava, the dinar. What's Tarkava, the dinar? Rashi says, Takav is shlosha kavin de dinei zehuvim. Shlosha kavin is a large amount. Three kavin. These are volumes. Three kavin of gold coin. That's a lot of money. They would not let themselves get married. They were so chashuv, less than that amount of money. So if it's all about hakbada, so maybe in general, dinar is what's needed. But for particular families, maybe you need more than that. And the Gemara says, hachanami, di pashta yada vekabla chad zuza me'acher hachanami de lahave kedushim. And if she were to put out her hand and accept a chazuzah from another person, it wouldn't work, because for them, they're makbid. They wouldn't, even though they were to accept it, still, they're makbid that they shouldn't get married less than this three kav of dinar. So if it's really talking hakbada, it's going to change depending on who you're talking about. So Amalei, so he responds back, Pasha yadav akabla lo kamina. I was referring to a case where they put out their hand and then she accepted. I'm talking about that certainly will work. If she's willing to accept, that's certainly good. I was talking about a situation, a general case of ki kamina de kad shebelayla inami de shavi shliach. When it's at nighttime where she wasn't able to see what the coins were, or she appointed a shliach and she wasn't able to see. So let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, de shavi shliach lekabe b'kedusha. She appointed a shliach to accept the kedushin v'lo nimlach b'abakama. And she didn't decide, she didn't let him know how much money to accept. Ubansa de Rabbi Yanai Nami Ishav Shliach lo have a kedushin ela betarkava dinari. So inachanami, it does depend on each person. That Beisham is telling us there's an objective value of dinar, but certain women are going to be makbid on wanting more money, which is fine. So if we don't know any better, we assume a dinar. If we know, if we don't know any better, we assume a dinar is what's good. So therefore, at nighttime, if we don't know, she never said what she wanted to do, she can't see it, but she accepted the money. Or she pointed a shliach and never said what. So in general, if it's a dinar, we say it's good. If it's a particular family that we know that they're more makbid or more money, it won't be good unless it's that amount of money that they would want otherwise. But either way, it's all talay on hakpada. And that's Beisham's opinion. Dinar is what the general woman would be makbid on. Comes on Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, I'll tell you a different reason. Amar Tamad de Beisham is a different explanation. Why Beis Shammai requires a dinar, and that's because Kedrav Yehuda Amar Ravasi, Amar Yehuda Amar Ravasi, called Kesef HaAmar B'Torah Kesef Tzuri, Vishal Devrayim Kesef Medina. Whenever the word Kesef appears in the Torah, it's referring to the currency that's found in Tzuri, and whenever Kesef appears in the words of the Chachamim, in the Mishnah, so the Gemara, when it says Kesef, that refers to Kesef Medina, which is a smaller coin, or a less valued coin, around 1/8 of a Kesef Tzuri. So how does that explain Beis Shammai? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, let's take it from Kol Kesef Hamor B'Torah Kesef Tzuri. Whenever the word Kesef is mentioned in the Torah, it means Kesef Tzuri, the currency of Tzuri. Im Perish Shkalim Havi Shekel Tzuri. If they say, you need amount of Shkalim, you need to pay, you know, Machzeh Shekel. So Machzeh Shekel means a half of a shekel of Tzuri. Tzuri is the currency that we use. Vim Stam Have matbea hapchusa shabat tzuri. If you just mention kesef, but you don't mention how many coins, so a stama, the stama coin that's used in tzuri is the smallest amount, hapchusa shabat tzuri, which is going to be a pruta. Vishel devrem, kesef medina, Rashi says. If it's mentioned in the Mishnayos, in the Rabbanim, the word kesef is used, that refers to kesef that's found in Medina. So Rashi explains that the Kaman Mefarish Lo Kesef Medina Shemina Sheva Kesef Turi. We're going to explain later on that Kesef Medina is 1/8 the value of a Kesef Turi. im sela hu shminish shiva sela tsuri, im dinar hu shminish shiva dinar tsuri. If you're using a sela, so then the sela of a derabanan is an eighth of the sela that's used in tsuri. If you're using the lashon of dinar in the words of the chachamim, it means an eighth of the dinar of tsuri. Hilkach, therefore, Rashi explains, pruta lo matis lemeimar, you couldn't use pruta here. The fi shehi shels nechoshes, since pruta is made of copper. Ubitsuri matbeash nechoshes leka, apparently, tsuri didn't use copper as any coin. Ubekadushin kesef ksiv, it says the word kesef in kadushin based on the psukim that we've seen, the hakich hakicha gemiri. The chayven dafik sub mipruta, so now what's going on is you need, the Torah says kesef is needed for kadushin. Now kesef, we always use the currency of kesef of tsuri. So if you look at all the different coins and bills that they have in tsuri, pruta is not an option. Nechoshes is not an option. So therefore, once pruta can't be an option for kesef kedushin, therefore, says Rashi, kevin da'afik sub mipruta, since pruta can't be, that's the lowest option, but that can't be, it's really not an option because they don't have copper coins in tsuri. Ama midi dechashivish ba, you need to go to the next stage up, which is basically a dinar. So for that reason, Beis Shammai thinks that dinar is what needs to be used for kesef kedushin, since again, it's a deraisa, and pruta doesn't exist in the world of tsuri. Gemara now restates what we just said above, this very reasoning, and the gufa, amar of Yehuda, amar vasi, kol kesef ha'amur b'torah kesef tsuri. When it's mentioned in the Torah, it means the tsuri currency. V'shel divrayim, when it's mentioned in divrayim, the kesef means medina. So Gemara says, is this a klalahu? Is this really a klal? Is this a rule across the board that every time the word kesef appears in the Torah, it really refers to kesef tsuri? V'arei taina, when it comes to taina, when it comes to modu b'mikses. Modu b'mikses is a case. Let's say I lend you money or you're watching something of mine. I lend you $10 and then I ask for it. You said, you don't have it. It's stolen from me. You give me back $5 as opposed to the $10. You admit part of it, but you don't admit all of it. That's what's called shvuas modu b'miksas. It's also called shvuas dayanim. So therefore, since you only admitted to half of it, you have to take a shvua to promise me and swear to me that you don't have the other half, that you never borrowed the other half from me. So the Gemara says, hare taina, when it comes to the taina that I'm being towing, I'm claiming back, give me my money back. The Dechsivit says, Ki yitain isha re'eu b'kesef okelim lishmur. I give you some money, or I give you some of my objects to watch over, and then you only return some of it back to me, you have to take a shvuas modu b'miksas. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah that appears in Maseches Shvuas. B'tanan, shvuas hadayanim, which again is shvuas modu b'miksas, hatayna shtei kesef, I have got to be towing, I need to claim two amounts of kesef. And you admit to Alisha Shapruta, that qualifies as modu b'miksas. So what's the shaila here?
Shapruta works.
Sorry?
It works.
It's only the shaila on the Shapruta. The shaila, I think, is on the kesef point. It's that we say kesef, we're saying it's shtei kesef. If it really takes the word kesef literally, it should be kesef tsuri. It should be one kesef, only kesef tsuri, as opposed to shtei kesef. I think that's the kasha.
That's what Rashi says.
Rashi's all right? Okay.
Four narrow lines down. Mikol Makom.
Mikol Makom, there we go. In the middle of Rashi there. Mikol Makom, mitikatani shteis kesef, shmamina kra lav dafka, kesef kamar. Amamona balma kapit. So if it was kesef, it should be that you have to claim a pruta or dinar, however you say, according to Beis Shammai, a dinar. One kesef means a dinar. But the Mishnah says you don't have to, the dinar is not the amount. It has to be two amounts of money that I have to claim. So we say that the word kesef is not dafka kesef tsuri. It just means, generally speaking, it means money, mamon. So Gemara says, no, usually kesef means kesef tsuri. It refers to a specific coin. Here kesef means more globally mamon in general. Why? Because hasam dumi de kalim. Kesef is juxtaposed to the word kalim. Ma kalim shnaim, just like the word kalim implies two pieces of articles of clothing or kalim utensils. Af kesef shnaim, so too we're interpreting kesef to mean two amounts as well. So this case is a special case of kesef that we're saying kesef here doesn't mean dafka kesef, it's more globally speaking mamon. Now just to complete the line here, so just like we have the gezer shav in one direction or the hekesh in one direction, that kalim is defining kesef to mean all types of money, two amounts, so to in turn kesef defines kalim, ma kesef davar chashev, just like kesef has something of value, af kalim davar chashev, so too the kalim that's being spoken of here has to be of some amount of value. So therefore, again, generally speaking, kesef does mean a specific coin. This is special gzeres kesef. Mar says, wait a second, we have another case. Hare meiser dichsev vitzarta kesef biyadecha. It comes to the pasuk meiser sheni. The way it works is, We spoke of Maisa Sheni a lot in the Sun this year, that Maisa Sheni, when you take your Trumas and Maisros, so you take Truma, give to the Kohen, you take Maisa Rishon, you give to the Levi, and then this particular years, 1, 2, 4, and 5 years, you take Maisa Sheni, and that fruit goes to Yerushalayim to be eaten. Let's say I don't want to schlep it to Yerushalayim, so I can now be poded, the Kedushas Maisa Sheni, onto coins. And I take those coins, I schlep the coins, which is much easier than schlepping the fruit. I take it in my pocket, go to Yerushalayim, I buy food, and I eat it there in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara tells them, Pasuk tells us that I'm allowed to do this pidyon is mutter. Midraisa, the tzarata kesa biyadecha, I could wrap together the money, which implies I could be poda the maisa sheni onto money and bring that to Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, v'tenan ha-parit tela mimalas maisa sheni. So if the Pasuk says ha-kesef, according to Beis Shammai, ha-kesef should really mean ha-kesef dinar. But the Mishnah says ha-parit lashon pruta. I could put it on very small coins. I could even put them on prutas. So we see that kesef doesn't mean dinar, it could even mean a pruta sometimes. So the Gemara says, the Gemara answers no. Here also is an exception. Normally, kesef means kesef tsuri. It means a dinar. But here, kesef ha kesef riba, the word ha, the letter he, is extra. It could say, really, the Pasuk should have said tzarta kesef biyatecha. What does it mean? Ha kesef? The extra he comes to be more inclusive that all types of money, all mammon's included. You're allowed to put on any coin that you want. Gemara asks another question. Harei hektish, tichsev v'nasen ha kesef v'kam lo. If I have hektish, if I make this desk into hektish, so now I need to transfer the money somehow to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. They don't use this table. They can't bring it as a karbon. They can't use it to build with. So I'm pode the kedusha of hektish from this table, this desk, onto money. So now the pasuk says, right, v'nasen ha kesef v'kam lo. I could put it onto the money, and I could take the money to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so here you would think that kesef would mean dafka, this kesef of tsuri. But the statement is, Amar Shmuel, a statement that's used many places in Shas, I'm going to say over, right, 10 times probably, there's probably a lot listed here. They quote only 5 of them, but I think there's more than that. Amar Shmuel, Hekte Shave Mana, Shechilla al Shave Pruta, Mechula. If I have, this is valued at $1,000, I could be Mechal this on one Pruta. One Pruta has the ability to hold all the Kedusha of the Hektish. So I'm allowed to use a Pruta. But the Pasuk says, V'nasana kesef. According to Beis Shammai, kesef can't mean pruta. Kesef means kesef tsuri. And a pruta didn't exist in the currency of tsuri. So we see this is akasha. So it can't be true that kesef always means dinar. Sometimes it means pruta, like here. Mara says here too, Hasam nami kesef kesef yalef mi meiser. We have a gzer shava. It says kesef by hektesh, pidyon hektesh. It says kesef by pidyon meiser sheni. We have a gzer shava. Just like Maisa Sheni, a Pruta works because the word Kesef HaKesef, so too Pruta works for Pidyon Hektesh as well. So again, a special Gezeres HaKasef.
This opinion that we said that it has to be a dinar, was Beis Shammai's opinion, and we use Rav Yehuda Merav as a support to that, Rav Yehuda Merav, saying right. Kesef Mavatar. But it sounds like the Gemara is assuming that Rav Yehuda Merav statement, or Rav Yehuda Meravasi statement, is not subject to debate. In other words, everybody holds that because it's bringing all these Stam Mishnayos that hold that, even though it was used to support really Beis Shammai's Shita here.
True, right. I think we are asking on his Shita as an independent Shita right now, but it's, you're right, it's being used as a model. I don't have to keep tracing it back to Beis Shammai, but once you knock him out, then Beis Shammai has nothing, at least his answer has nothing to rely on anymore. So we're going to ask one final question, then we're going to rephrase Rav Asi's statement in just a second. This is the last question we have. The Gemara says, Hare Kiddushei Isha. So when it comes to getting engaged, Dichsev Ki Kach Ish Isha Uvala, the Gamar Kicha Kicha Mistafron, as we've been saying, there's a Gzer Sarkasov, there's a Gzer Shava, Betanan, Beis Hillel Omer Pruta, Besha Pruta. So now we pass like Beis Hillel across all over Shas, we pass like Beis Hillel. And he says, you're allowed to use a Pruta. So now Rav Asi, is this to say that name of Rav Asi, Damar Kibbe Shammai? Rav Asi holds every time the word kesef is used, it means kesef tsuru. It can't be using, can't be meaning pruta. So now Rav Asi, the only way Rav Asi makes sense is if Rav Asi himself holds like Beis Shammai. But we never hold like Beis Shammai. Rav Asi can be working within the world of Beis Shammai. So how can Rav Asi explain why Beis Hillel allows a pruta to be used? In Rav Asi's world, pruta doesn't exist in the tsuru language. So that can't be the explanation. So therefore, the Gemara says, Ella, he itmar, hachi itmar. If you want to have a statement in the name of Rav Asi, this is what it should say. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, kol kesef, katzev, hamar b'torah, kesef tsuri, v'shal devrem, kesef medina. Whenever the Torah has a set amount, that's when we have kesef tsuri. And if in Devrehem, when they give a set amount, that's when you use Kesef Medina. But when there is no amount listed, it just says Stam Kesef, without saying how much Kesef. Stam Kesef means Stam Mamon. So by Kedushin, it says Kesef, Stam, Kicha, Kicha, Seyafron, you say Kesef, there's no amount of Kesef, just Kesef, that means money. Only in situations, Rashi says, I think Rashi lists some of them. If you go to Rashi, you see Rashi, five wide lines down. Kesef, Katzef, Have a kesef tsuri. When there's a set amount in the Torah, says how much money, that's when you need to use the kesef tsuri. However, kesef kedushin, Rashi explains, ain't no kesef. It doesn't tell you how much money needs to be used for kedushin. It just says stam kesef in the Torah. Below Ari Bay Ravasi Kla. Ravasi wasn't referring to that at all. What's an example of something that's kesef, that's set? Shenemar kama tells you how much needs to be used. Kigon chamishim shel knas v'shloshim shel chamishim shel knas. If a man were to rape or to seduce a woman, he owes 50 shekel. So that's a set amount that you have to use the currency of tsuri. Or another example is shloshim shel eved. If my shtor kills an eved kanani, so I need to pay a shloshim shekel. Even though the eved kanani might be more value or less value, there's a set amount, katzef, it's a set amount that every eved kanani who is killed by a shtor, you pay the owner shloshim shekel. So that too, you're using which shloshim shekel, which currency? You're using the currency of tsuri. And same thing with hamea umoti of shel moti shemra. If a husband gets married to a basula and he claims that there's no basulim there, turns out he was lying, he's moti shemra, so he pays mea. How much, what currency do you use? You use mea of the currency of tsuri. That's what he was talking about. He wasn't referring at all to kedushin, and therefore, this does not serve as a basis for Beis Shammai at all. Again, we're trying to explain why Beis Shammai held a dinar. So in the world of Ravasi, because since you're using the currency of tsuri, there is no pruta in the world of tsuri, so the next thing up is going to be a dinar. Now that we already knocked this out, that Ravasi wasn't referring to kedushin at all, because kedushin isn't a davar katzuv, this no longer works to explain the shitas Beis Shammai. Now the Gemara wants to know, my Kamashmalim, what is Ravasi teaching us here? Ravasi, who's only an Amora, he can't be adding something on to what, that which the Mishnah already taught us. And the Mishnah already taught us this din. What does the Mishnah tell us? My Kamashmalim, Tanina, we already have a Mishnah that tells us, Chamesh Shloim Shaben, the five coins that's used to perform Pidyon HaBen. Ushloshim Shalavid, like we just mentioned, the 30 shkalm that's paid when an Evid's killed by a shor. Chamishim Shaonis Mefate, the 50 amount of shkalm that's paid in these situations of rape or seduction. Mea Shamoti Shemra, we said also in the Rashi, all these cases, Kulam, the Mishnah tells us, Kulam, Beshek Akolish, Bimana Tsuri. The Mishnah explicitly tells us that which currency are you using? The currency of Tsuri. And when it comes to Vishal Devrayim, Kesem Medina. So when it comes to the whenever the amount is mentioned in the Mishnayos, in the Dirabanan, that's referring to the currency of Medina.
I think that may be the answer.
Yeah? I was like, maybe you're right. Okay. So either way, so the Mishnah clearly tells us that when it comes to the currency that's mentioned in the Torah, it always refers to Tsuri. So what is Ravasi coming to teach us? Ravasi coming to teach us, the Mishnah only mentions that which is mentioned in the Torah. But he tells us, Vishel Devrayim Kesef Medina Itzrechle. He wants to teach us when Kesef appears in the words of the Chachamim, you use the currency of the Medina, Dilotana, and that's not taught in the Mishnah. Ditana, the Braisa says, Hatokeya Lechavero Nosin Losela. A guy hits a guy in the ear, or he screams in the guy's ear, and really damages it, embarrasses him. So there, it tells us, Velotema Maiso. That comes to that Mishnah. Of causing that damage, which type of seller do you pay? Lo tema my seller arba zuz. They don't say seller refers to four amounts of zuz. That's the, without going through all the different numbers, that's the equivalent of a kesef tsuri. Don't use kesef tsuri. Ella my seller, palga de zuz. It's a half a zuz, which ends up being an eighth of a kesef tsuri. Right? Right, again, four zuz is in one, a kesef shel tsuri is four zuz. So a Medina is a half of this, which is 1/8. That's the ratio. If you want to go, we'll put it on paper for you if you want. But either way, what we're saying is don't interpret the brayso here. When you scream in a guy's ear and you embarrass him, you pay a sella. That sella is a sella of sella shel tsuri. Ella, it's a my sella plaga de zuze. It's a half of this, which is 1/8 of a tsuri again. David inish de kari la plaga de zuze istari. People refer to a half of zuz apparently as istira. Istira is a Aramaic word for sella. So, Sela, even though Sela is really Sela Shatsuri, people would call in Lashon Chachamim a Sela also, as Sela would be a Kesef Shel Medina. So that's what he's coming to teach us. Okay, a little unclear. Let me try to say that one more time. That again, the Mishnah tells us, this Mishnah which appears, where's the Mishnah found, Tanina? This Mishnah that appears in Becharos, tells us that all slum, all amounts that appear in the Torah, you use the Tsuri, the Kesef Shel Tsuri, the currency of Tsuri. Rav Asi comes to tell us, but when it comes to the world of Divrayim, whenever there's a set amount in Divrayim, in the words of the Chachamim, that is not Tzel Shel Tzuri, rather that's Kesef Shel Medina. And that's the example here. The example, the Braisa says, when a guy embarrasses someone by screaming in his ear or hitting him by your ear, that sell that you pay is not a sell of Tzuri, the sell of Shel Medina. And that was the Chiddush of Rav Asi. Either way, this does not serve anymore as an explanation of Shitas Beis Shammai. So now the Gemara offers yet a third suggestion for why Beis Shammai requires a dinar for Kesef Kedushin. So Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omer, Tamayu de Beishamai ki de Chizkiya. Who's Chizkiya? Chizkiya is his basis. De Chizkiya, Damar Chizkiya, Amar Kura, the Pasuk says, there's a Pasuk that appears in the context of Amma Ivriya, it says, Vehefta, you have to redeem her. So when the father sells his daughter, a daughter under the age of a katana, he sells her to be an Amma Ivriya, to be a maidservant, she's Jewish, to be owned by a master, he has the option of redeeming her, paying money to buy her back. So the Gemara says, "Melamed shemigares mipidyona v'yote." If let's say he sold her for $1,000, and he wants to buy her back, so if he could somehow get up, let's say she worked for a year. Now let's say she worked $200 worth. So now there's $800 left on her tab. If the father pays $800 back, then he's able to get his daughter back. So you can be migares. You reduce the amount of the pidyon. So Amr. So this all makes sense. Bishema diyahivla dinar. If he gives her a dinar initially, she was sold for a dinar, that amount. So then you could go down until pruta. You could, each year she works, then the amount is less what you have to pay back for. But ella amris diavle pruta mi megara. But let's say she was initially sold for a pruta. How do you ever get less than a pruta? Pruta is the lowest amount of money that we could actually acknowledge. So there's no megareas from a pruta. So it must be that when the Torah is referring to buying her initially, this kesef of buying her initially or selling her initially has to be dinar. It can't be a pruta. That's stage one. We haven't brought it back yet to kedushim. But right now we're assuming it has to be the only way Amma Ivriya can be sold. The only time there can be a giron, a reduction of the price, is only when she was initially sold for something more than a pruta. So therefore it has to be a dinar. Gemara says, what do you mean? The Dilma, perhaps, Hachi Kamar Rachmana, maybe the Torah says as follows. Heicha diyavla dinar, when she's sold initially, it's given to her for a dinar, then you have the concept of tigra, that you're able to reduce, pay whatever is remaining on the balance, the remaining years. But ad pruta, until there's a pruta left over. But heicha diyavla pruta, when she's initially given over, she's initially sold for pruta, lo tigra klau. Maybe there wouldn't be a giron at all. Maybe, again, it doesn't mean that the initial sale has to be dafka with a dinar. Whoever said that the initial sale has to have the option of a giron, doesn't have to be a giron necessarily. So Torah says, the Gemara is explaining, if she's sold for a lot of money, where there's an option of a giron, so then there's an option for a giron. If she's sold for a pruta, so there is an option for a giron, but it still could be a good sale with a pruta. Again, we haven't gone yet to the world of Kedushin yet. We're going to bring that to in a second. We'll bridge everything together. The Gemara says, now going to the top of Yud Beis and Aleph, I know it's a little bit confusing. So the Gemara says, Lo Saka Daitach. No one would ever thought that that's the case. That you could actually have an option of selling your Amma Ivriya, selling a daughter as Amma Ivriya, if there is no option of a Giron. There has to be an option of a Giron. It's built into the sale of an Amma Ivriya. Why? Because it has to be Dumyo Di Yud. What's Yud? Yud is as follows. And let's say someone sells their daughter as an Amma Ivriya to a Jewish home. So now that owner has the option of taking that, and wait, I want to. It's a machlokas, but let's just be very basic right now. He has the option of taking that money that he paid for her, and now that can be used to yud, which is a form of kedushin. He could transform that ownership of her into his wife, or even as his son, to marry his son. That's called yud. Transferring the sale into kedushin, that's called yud. So the Gemara says that this sale of the Amma Ivriya has to be similar to yud. How so? My yud, just like yud, afagav, di bai lo miayid, that has to be the option, that he always has to have the option of being yud. Kohecha, the lo matim yarit lo haviz vine zvine. But if yud won't be an option, then it won't be a good sale in the first place. Now let's say, for example, a relative, let's say an owner cannot buy as an amivir a relative who he cannot marry. He can't buy his sister, because he can't marry his sister. Amma Ivriya has to always have the possibility of there to be marriage. If marriage is not a possibility, then the mechira doesn't work at all either. So that has to be a possibility. So just like by Yud, by Mechira, Yud has to be a possibility. So the Gemara says, Hachanami kol hecha de lo matzi megari lo havizvina. So too, when you sell, when you buy the amivir, it has to be the option of giron. That has to be an option. But if you buy her for a pruta, so you can't. There's no such thing as going reducing from the amount of a pruta. That will not be a good sale. So again, there are two requirements. Before I know you want to say the question. Before I get to this, in order for the mechira to be good, you have to have two options that have to be necessary. You don't have to follow through the options, but they have to be available options. One is that that mechira could turn into a yid, someone that you could marry. Number two is that that mechira has the possibility of a giron, of reducing the price. But if the price was initially sold for just the pruta, there's no reducing lower than, nothing lower than a pruta. Pruta is the lowest you could go. So since the reduction is not a possibility, it can't be a good sale.
You can use a raya that's also not shy for kiddushin.
We're going to get to there in a sec. So, but not right now, what we're learning from all this, though, that the mechira of Am Ivira can't be a pruta, has to be a dinar. Because a dinar, you can be megareh from a dinar. That's right now the given before I bring it back to kiddushin. Yeah, two questions here? Okay, that's clear? We're good on that point? Okay, so right now, Mechiras Amma Ivri has to be at least a dinar. Now, bring this full circle, four lines down, Yud Beis Amun Aleph, the Kiddushay Isha LeBeis Shammai, Nafkalei Ma'amma Ivri. So now, Beis Shammai is using Amma Ivri, which now we just learned has to be at least a dinar. Ma'amma Ivri serves as a model for Kiddushay Isha for Beis Shammai. How? Just like we proved before, that you cannot buy an Am Ivriya with a Pruta, because there's no Giron in a Pruta. So too, Isha, Bepruta, Lomakache. So too, this Hekesh, a woman cannot be bought, engaged with a Pruta. So Gemara says, Ve'ema palga de dinar, ema shte Prutos. So Gemara says, why? Okay, fine, the Pruta doesn't work. So why did they jump from a Pruta to a dinar? There's a big difference between a Pruta and a dinar. Why not say two Prutos? You could have giron or two prutos, or say half a dinar. So why are you doing that? Why do you have to pick a dinar, jump all the way up to a dinar? So Gemara says, Kevin da fixa bepruta, okmi a dinar. Since we left, we wanted to use like set coins, absolute coins, as opposed to, you know, cents. We don't want to use cents here. We don't want to say $2.35. We want to have set amounts. So if a quarter doesn't work, a dollar doesn't work, so we'll jump to $5, the next bill that's in their currency, the next coin that exists in their currency. So you jump from a prutar into a dinar. So this explains, this is the third explanation, the third reasoning of Beis Shammai, of the Am Ivriya is the model for Kedusha Isha. And finally, the last explanation of Beis Shammai, why he requires a dinar, is Rava. Rava Amar, Hainu Taimi de Beis Shammai, Shalo Yubonos Yisol Kafker. Very similar to the first answer, going back to the Hakpada, but he doesn't want women to be Hefker. So Rashi explains, what does that mean? Kehefker, this is five narrow lines down in Rashi, Liknos Bedavar Muat. To be bought by something very insignificant. It's not so. It's not nice for them to be bought as a piece of meat, if you will. So therefore, they thought a dinar was a little bit more chashuv for them. So it's different from the first answer, I think. The first answer was about hakbada. It's about their own personal feelings, which can be subjective, as we saw Benos Yanai. This is more objective, which is created by the Chachamim. They said, even if they're willing to, they established this has to be the objective value for their own sake. Even though they're willing to get married, they're willing to marry anybody, we want them to have some level of pride with it. Okay, we'll stop here.
Sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you say hefker, you're.